Another drill for soldiers in Togo. An exercise in countering possible attacks by Al-Qaeda and ISIL. At least five have been reported since the beginning of the year, injuring dozens of people and displacing hundreds. Togo has become the latest target for armed groups operating in the Sahel.
The president instructed us to take all necessary measures to ensure that we can protect our people, that we can deal with this threat which is making headlines in our region.
Researchers from the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project have recorded a surge in attacks in Sahel countries in 2022. They say Togo's neighbor, Burkina Faso, experienced a 400% increase in violent incidents. In January, the democratically elected president, Roch-Marc Kaboré, was toppled in a coup by Colonel Damiba. He promised to bring an end to attacks by armed groups, but faced a series of military setbacks. In October, a coup within a coup saw Ibrahim Traoré overthrowing Damiba after soldiers lost control of 60% of Burkina Faso to armed groups. Not only is this another delay to democracy in a region that has experienced 8 coups in 2 years, but junta leaders have made as little progress as the democratically elected officials they toppled in curbing the violence. Fighters from ISIL are gaining ground, threatening coastal nations in the Gulf of Guinea.
We continue to watch in angst how the activities of terrorist and extremist groups have resulted in the unfortunate disregard for the national sovereignty and territorial integrity of our states, the painful deterioration of the strength of our democracies, the wanton displacement of masses of our populations, and the needless loss of considerable numbers of lives.
In November, French President Emmanuel Macron announced the end of Barkhane, a decade-long counterterrorism operation. 3,000 French soldiers are expected to leave the Sahel. Stepping into the gap in Mali are Russian fighters from the Wagner Group. But so far, they too have failed to stop the attacks that are making countries such as Benin, Ghana, and Togo the new front line in the fight against armed groups. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera.